Now you have the Holy Spirit within, and then you have the Holy Spirit upon. The Holy Spirit within is in you, because the regeneration or the born again spirit is when the Holy Spirit comes inside of your spirit, takes out that old sin nature, and you receive the nature of God on the inside of you. And guess what? You become a living spirit. You become alive again. You have the same nature of God in you that Adam and Eve had in them when they were in the Garden of Eden. You have the same nature on the inside of you that Jesus, the man, had on the inside of him once he received the Holy Spirit. Now, this is the thing I need you to understand. Glory to God. Once they receive the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Jesus says, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive the Holy Spirit and power. You will receive the Holy Spirit and power. What kind of power? Dunamis power. That word dunamis means miracle working power. And what's the purpose of the Holy Spirit, the miracle working power? So you can go out and be a witness locally, regionally, and globally. Now, what happened when they all came on one accord? Well, it says in Acts chapter 2, when they all came on one accord, it says, and suddenly there was a mighty rushing wind. And it shook the place. And guess what else happened? It says, and it was like cloven tongue, like fire, like cloven tongues above them. And guess what happened? The Holy Spirit gave them utterance as they prayed. The Holy Spirit gave them utterance, but who had to do the praying? The people had to do the praying. It's you and the Holy Spirit operating together in unison. That's why he said he is the X factor. Now, you said, okay, so the disciples received Jesus breathed on them. They received the Holy Spirit within. The Holy Spirit came on them again in the book of Acts chapter 1 and 2. And guess what happened? The Holy Spirit came upon.